All right. Today you start Yud Beis. We're way behind. We're Yud Aleph and Beis by the Mishnah, where the lines don't even get wide yet. So we'll try to do catch up as best we can. This year is sponsored by Ruffy and Kenny Nordberg, the Mishnah's most bold Ben Shul Pinchas. And we begin the Mishnah. Eizahu Mashiach. Who is the Kohen Gadol? HaMashiach Hashem and HaMishnah. Someone who's anointed with the Shem and HaMishnah. V'loha Meruba B'Begadim. Not someone who just wears the extra four begadim. Ain bein kohen hamashuach v'shem and hamishnah l'remuv v'begadim. The truth is, there's no difference between the two of them. In other words, once you're the kohen gadol and you wear the eighth garment, you're a kohen gadol. At some point during the times of the first base of Mikdash already, the shem and hamishnah was hidden away. So there was no shem and hamishnah anymore. The entire second base of Mikdash, there was no shem and hamishnah. So what's the difference between a kohen gadol that yes has Shem HaMishcha, and if I go, that's not a Shem HaMishcha, Ella, Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvot, a par that's brought if a mistake is made, the Ein Ben Kohen Mesham Mishcha Kohen She'avar, also, as we said before, we said yesterday, sometimes the Kohen Gadol could have served only for like a week. Say the Kohen Gadol was sitting Shiva, or he got sick. So he put someone else. That someone else also has the dinner of the Kohen Gadol. Except for Ella Par Yom Kippurim, but he didn't bring one Par Yom Kippur, right? Batsiri Sa'ifa, or a carbon every day. Zevedeh Shavim Avodah Yom Kippurim, but they're both equal in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Umetzuvan Al Basula, they're both only allowed to marry a Basula. Batsuvan Al Almana, they're both not allowed to marry an Almana. Ve'ena Metamin Bekrovehim, they're not allowed to become Tame if one of their relatives dies. Below Porin, they cannot do Kriya. Below Foreman, they can't let their hair grow long. Umachzirin haroteach. And if either of them die, they let a roteach return out of the Ohr Miklat back home. Says the Gemara. Tanar Rabbanan. Shemen HaMishcha she'asha Moshe b'Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe made in the Midbar, hayushulkin bo et ha'ikrim. They would cook the roots. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Omer, v'halo losach et ha'ikrim eino sofik. There wouldn't be, if you did that, there wouldn't be enough oil left to anoint anybody. Because the roots would burn up so much of the oil, it can't be. Ella, rather, sharon et ha'ikrim b'mayim, they would soak the roots in water, umatif aleim shemen, and then the shemen would float over there, v'kolet et ha'reach, they would gather the smell, u'kipacho. What does u'kipacho mean? Wipe off the oil. Amalor b'yehuda, v'chineit echad nat v'shem ha'mishcha. What, the whole, only one nate you want to tell me about? It was 12 lug. And with that 12 lug, which I don't know, however big that is, it's not enough to do the following. Nimshach Mishkan, Caleb, Aaron, Bonav, Kol Shivus Me'amaluim, Bekulo Kayim Lasid Lavo, and it's also going to be back Lasid Lavo, Shenemar, Shemen Mishkas Kodesh, Yihyeh Zeh Li, Ladoro Sechem. Tanya does another bright, says like this. Moshe took the Shemana Mishcha, Vayimshach et HaMishkan, and he anointed the Mishkan, it's called Kela, it's called Shavuot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shemana Mishcha she'asa Moshe b'Midbar, the Shemana Mishcha that Moshe made in the Midbar, Kama Nitzim Nasim bo Mitzilu v'Yatzov. How many Nitzim were done from beginning to end? Mitzilu, so, in the beginning, lo haya ela shnei matzor lugin. There's only 12 lug. Ru'u Kama Yoreh Balos. How much of that 12 log got absorbed into the pot when it's cooked and cooking? The kama ikrim bluin. How much of it got absorbed into the roots? Kama ha'or sorifo. How much the fire burnt out? Kama nimshach, bo nimshach, mishkan, Caleb, Arun, Rabbanav, kol shivit miyam luim, ubo, nimshachu, kahanim gedolim, umalachim. Afilu kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol taught mashicha. Even the son of a kohen gadol also requires mashicha. Vein moshchin, melech ben melech. But a king, the son of a king, did not get Mashiach. Only few kings got it. V'chim tomar, dema, mishcho, es shlomo. So then why do it shlomo? Not every king got it. Why shlomo get it? I was shlomo anointed. David was anointed. I was shlomo anointed. Shlomo was anointed. Ibnei, machlokoto shel Adoniyahu. Because of the machlokos with Adoniyahu. Adoniyahu was a different son of David who wanted the throne. To show that Shlomo is really the king, they gave him an anointing. It makes it much more formal. That's Yoash, and Yoash was another one of the kings. Ibn Atalia, his mother or his grandmother, who also wanted the throne, v'es Yehoachaz, and Yehoachaz, b'nei Yehoyakim, who also wanted the throne, shagadol b'menu shtei shanim. He was 2 years older than him. Maybe he should have had the throne. So to dispel that, they gave him the anointing with the Shem and HaMishkan. The Gemara is going to ask in 15 minutes, but the anointing oil was already hidden at this point. Right? What? No. It's already gone. The anointing oil is not here. Right, so you know he's hidden. So where'd they have it? How'd they anoint it? The Gemara didn't say it was a fake thing. They just did it for show. Right? It wasn't real. They did it for show. Both the Shaman, Kai lost Lavo, and this Shaman will be lost Lavo, Shenemar, Shaman, Mishkat, Kodesh, Yidia, Zeh, Lil Dorosechem, Zeh, the word Zeh is Gemachia, Shem, Asar, Lugan, Havis, 12 words. Amar, we just said, Rafila, Kohen, Gadol, Ben Kohen, Gadol, Tom, Mashicha. Even every Kohen, Gadol required Mashicha. No, and how do you know that? So it says, the Chiv, it says, Vakoshiach, Tachtav, Mibono. Right? Name Makra, Sahakohen, Mitachtav, Mibono. My HaMashiach, what sticks in the word Mashiach, Kamash Malan, the Mibanav the Kohen Gadol, he have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol, below have a Kohen Gadol. Right? Every Kohen Gadol required Mashiach, not every Melech required Mashiach. Amar, we just said, the Ein Moshkin Melech and Melech, that not every Melech required Mashiach. You know, and how do you know that? Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, the Siv, it says, Laman Yarech, Yomim Al Malfuso, right? Yerusha Yilochem, it's a Yerusha. You don't have to get anointed to get a Yerusha. It's a Yerusha. It's passed down from father to son automatically. When all the Chayikah Machloket by Mashiach, how do you know? But if there's a Machloket, then there is Mashiach. How do you know that? V'lav kol boy Malka Moritz Malchutze Livnei, right? That not every time they go from father to son without a fight, there has to be an anointing to show who's the real Melech. Amar Rav Papa, Amar Kra, who Ubanav Bekerav Yisrael. Bizman Shalom Bisrael. Karina Bey, who Uvana, Afila below Mashiach, right? If it's peace and shalom, nobody minds, then you don't need Mashiach. Tana, Af Yehu ben Nimshi, also Yehu ben Nimshi, he was one of the northern kings. Lo Nimshach Elamei Machlokuto Shal Yoram. He only got the kingdom to dispel the fight that was going on with Yoram. So, Betepekle, Mishum Derishon, who? But wait a minute, Yehu ben Nimshi was the first king in a new era, right? He was not a descendant of anybody that came before him. He was brand new. He was actually told by Hashem, by the Navi, you're going to be the king. So that's why he got anointed. He's a new whole new beginning. A new line, right? A new line. So Gemara said, you're right. Sir Mechzor Vachik Tani. Malchus Beit David, Moshe. Malchus Beit David, they always get it. Malchus Yisrael, ain't Moshe. They don't get it. They never get it. Oh, yeah, you got it because it's a special thing. Menalan, how do you know? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Kor Mishcheu Ki Zeh. Fine, Zeh, Tor Mashicha. Only Zeh requires. Ein Acher Tor Mashicha. Amar, Abiyah Benim Shilon Nimshchel Elvnei Machlo Kutsa Shal Yoram. Wait a minute. What did we just say? We just said that Malchus Yisrael never got Shem and Mishcha. How did Yehu get it? So we said it's a new thing. So Mishcheu Machlo Kutsa Shal Yoram Ben Achav Nimel B'Shemen? What? Because it's having a machloket, therefore we're going to be over the Isra of Me'ilah? What kind of reason is that? If they're not allowed to, they're not allowed to. The Gemara says, yeah, Kedamra Papa, Bafar Sama Dachya. Hachanami Bafar Sama Dachya. It wasn't real oil. It wasn't Zor Shem and Mishnah. It was a knockoff. At least it gave the people a look. It looks very, right, the whole inauguration. It looks so formal. So it looks very impressive. Everybody will respect it. Was it the real Shem and Mishnah? Absolutely not. now, there's Yehoyachiz, Mithnei. Now, Yehoyachiz got it, also got anointed. Mithnei Yehoyakim, because of Yehoyakim, Shagadu Menashtei Shanim. Right? Because he was older than him by 2 years. So, he should have been the older brother. He didn't get it. So, they gave it to the younger brother, they gave him the oil to make it look good. So the Gemara says, was he really older? Boksiv. But the Pasuk says like this. So this Pasuk is in Divrayamim. Ubnei Yoshio, this is Yoshio, right? He's the father. He ruled, right? He's the father. Habachar Yochanan, Hasheni Yoyakim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu, Harvihi Shalom. Vamar of Yochanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyahu, right? Who Yochanan, who Yoyachaz. So Yoyachaz is the oldest. They called him Yochanan in that Pasuk. But the Gemara says that's Yoyachaz. He was older. So what do you mean Yehoyakim was older? The Pasuk says not like that. So the Gemara answers, Olam, really, Yehoyakim kashish. Really, Yehoyakim was older. Umay b'chor. So what does it mean? What does that Pasuk mean? It means b'chor l'malchus. It means he was b'chor regarding the kingdom, which is true, because he was king first. Umi malki zutra nekame kshishi. Well, can you ever do that? Can a younger brother serve before the older one? Vaksiv, it says, V'tam lach and asan l'yaharam kiyo b'chor. Yaharam, I'm sorry. They gave it to Yehoram because he was the b'chor. So what do you see? It does go by age. The Gemara says, Yehoram amali makom avosav hayu. Yehoram was just filling in the place of his father. I don't know what that means. What? Oh, he was worthy. I'm sorry. Yehoyakim lav amali makom avosav hayu. Yeah, if you're worthy, all things being equal, the b'chor comes first. If he's worthy. If he's not worthy, we go to the next one. Amamai, we just said, Hu Shalom, Hu Tzidkiyahu. Right? That Shalom and Tzidkiyahu are the same person. Hu Yochanan, Hu Yo'achad. And Yochanan and Yo'achad are also the same person. Like, how could you think they're the same person? V'achad chad kachashim. But they're all listed separately in that pasuk. Dichsiv, Hashlishi Haravi. How can they say they're the same person? My Shlishi. What does it mean, Shlishi? Shlishi Levanim. Now he was the third oldest. My Ravi, Ravi Lamalchus, who was the fourth one of the all four brothers served. To make Kara Melach Yehachas. Ulbasov Yehoyakim. Ulbasov Yechanya. Ulbasov Tzidkiyahu. That all four of those brothers served. Right? And that's what the Pasuk said. Tan Rabbanan, who shall hu Tzidkiyahu? Olamanik Roshmo Shalom. Why was he called Shalom? Shahayim Shulam B'maisav. He was complete in his actions. So then why was the base of Mikdash destroyed under his watch? Because the generation wasn't worthy. He was a good guy. What? Maybe the other brother was even better than him. What? So what? He was younger. So what? So we go by quality. Not by age. So then it goes in order. Number two was better than him. Also, I don't know if there was such a choice over there that they were, but it was a, oh, you're the best. We're going to give it to you. I don't know if that went on over there. Yeah, there's other things going on, right. What? I understand. I understand. It doesn't make a difference. Tikkun d'Amri, Shalom, Shishlomo Malchus Beitav B'Yabav. Another reason. Nothing to do with that. Tidkus. In his time, Malchus Beitav had ended. He said it was over. It was completed. Why? He was the last king. Right? The next king that we're going to have is Melech HaMashiach. He was, right, that will resume the chain. The chain was broken right here. First. There was no king. He was the last king of Israel. Umashmo, so what was his real name? His real name was Matanya Shmo. Shanem Abhim Lach Melech Babel, Matanya Dodo Tachav. Vayisa Veshemo Tzidkiyahu. Amale, Ka Yitzik Olecha Es Hadin. Right? Through you, Hashem should be Matzik Tzidin. Im Timrod V, Uchsiv, and it says, Vigam Melech Nebuchadnezzar, Morad Asher, Tishbiu, Elohim. Okay? Very good. Now, the Gemara asks the question I alluded to before. When we have a Shemen HaMishcha, there was such a thing as a Shemen HaMishcha in the times of these four brothers, the last four kings of Israel, Botanya, Mishenignat Aron, when the Aron was hidden away, right? Says Rashi, who hid it away? Yoshiyahu. Aron Nignat, the Aron was hidden away. Shemen HaMishcha, the oil. Sintanet Haman, a jar of the mon. Machlo Shel Aron, the stick of Aron. Shkedu Brachel, with its almonds and with its flowers on it. The Argad Sheshalcho Plishtim Doron Yisrael, and the bas, the wagon, that the Plishtim sent with the Aron on it. All that was hidden away. Shenemar, Vyet Kleazav Asher Hashivotzim Li, Lo, Asham Tassimu V'Argad, Mitido V'Shachtam Oso V'Halach. Right. Umi Gonzo Yishio, Umi Gonzo, who hid it? Who hid it all away? Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda Gonzo. He hid it away. Shira Batorah, Shekasa Batorah. He saw that it said in the Torah, Yolech Hashem Oscha Zies Malkecha. Okay? So he saw one of the klalos that said it's going to be a destruction. He didn't want these things to fall into bad hands, so he hid it all away. Siva the Gonzo. Shenemar V'yom Alavim Hanevinim L'chol Yisrael HaKadoshim Hashem Shinu Torah HaKodesh Abayit HaShemona Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Ain lecha masa bekesef ata yavdu et Hashem alokecha. It's Amo Yisrael. That's all pasuk. Yom Rabbi Elazar, Isya Sham Sham. Now we're going to Zer Shabbos in that very long passage to tell you that every single thing on the slit was hidden away. Isya Mishmeres Mishmeres. Sham Sham is for the Shemar Mishcha, the Tzitzanis Haman, it's a Doros Doros, for the stick. So the question is, how could you tell me that he was anointed because he was younger and he was serving before the older brother, and they did it to show authority, to show very, very formal coronation? There was no Shemar HaMishcha anymore. The Gemara says, you're right, I'm a papa, my parents are Chadachia. You're right, it was a fake. What? And that was for Yehu. Right? That he was the Melech Yisrael. You're not allowed to anoint them with the oil at all. It's Me'ilah. I want to be anointed today. They can't do that. It's Me'ilah. So they said the fake oil. You can't answer fake oil. Who's fake? And Rabbanan, Ketzad Moshechim et HaMalachim, how would they anoint the kings? Kimin Nezer, like a crown. Betzah Kahanim, Kimin Ki. Like Kahanim would do it like the Greek letter Ki, which in English is spelled C-H-I. My Kimin Ki, what does that look like? Amar of Manasseh Bar Gada, Kimin Kaf Yevanit, like a Greek letter Kaf. Rashi has a picture of it, and it looks like a Ches. Right? The whole Machlok is what it looked like. If you look in the Mesiras Hashas, you'll see an X. See the X? Beersheba asks, if it looks like a ches, why did the verse say that? Why are you giving a Greek letter if it looks like a Hebrew letter? It must be. It can't be look like a ches. Why would the Gemara do that? Look at like a Greek letter cup. Why say that? Say it looks like a ches. So some say, it didn't really look like a ches. It looked close to a ches. Others say, no, it looked like an X. Others say, it looked like an infinity sign. You know what that squiggly line, like a circle, you know, like a blue line like that? Some say it looked like that. The whole machlok is what it looked like. It's a good kasha. If it looked like a Hebrew letter, why would the Gemara go out of its way and use a Greek letter? Why would they do that? Okay. The acharka. I'm sorry. Tanacha de betchila motzkin. What does motzkin mean? 4. Betchila motzkin shemen arosho. First, they would pour the oil on his head. V'achakach nosin lo shemen. Then they would place the oil bein risei enav between on his eyelid. Tanyach risei. Another brisa says betchila nosin lo shemen bein risei enav. First, they put it to his eyes. V'achakach motzkin lo shemen arosho. And then they would pour it on his head. So what's pshat? What's going on here? The Gemara says very simple. Tanoihi is the machlokas tanoim. Ika the Amri Mashiach Adifa. Some say the Mashiach was better. Ika the Amri Yitzik Adifa. Others say no, the pouring was better. My time I demand the Amri Yitzik Adifa. Why is pouring better? The Chiv Yitzok Mishemen Hamishcha Al Rosh Arul Viv Shachasol Akacho. The Persian pasuk. Uman the Amar Mashiach Adifa. What about the one who holds that no, Mashiach was better? Why? My time Kosavar Shekena Tamotzi Eitzel Klishare. That's how you found that it was done by the klishari. I boxiv vayitzog. First it says vayitzog u basov vayimshov. Then it says to do mashicha. So the Gemara says hachi kamar my time vayitzog. Why are we doing pouring mishum di vayimshov? Because of vayimshov. Okay. Now Tanur Rabbanan, it says in Tehillim kishemen hatov, like the good oil yored al hazaken. The Kan Aaron, right? That the oil was dripping down Aaron's beard. So, Kibenshtei Tipei Margolios, Poyetluyos L'Aaron Bezikno. It was like two permanent streams of oil that were dripping down his beard. And Amar Papa Tana, Kishu Mesaper, when he would speak, Olos V'Yoshvos Lo B'Iker Zikno. The oil somehow would like stay in his beard. Is that what it means? It would stay in his beard. Right? Moshe was worried about that. Amar, Shemachas Mashalom Aldi Mashemana Mishcha. Maybe that's a Me'ilah problem over here. So, Yatsa Vaskal of Amar, no, Shemana Tov. No! Tal, the pasuk continues. The next pasuk there in that capital says, Ketal Hermon. It's the dew of the mountain, Mount Hermon. Ma Tal Hermon. Ain bo Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah in that dew over there, in the mountain Hermon, up in Syria. Ah! Shemana Mishcha, Shemit the Kan Aaron, ain't bo Me'ila. Don't worry about it. Vadayin Haya Aaron Doeg, and Aaron was worried about it. Amar, Shema, Moshe Lomal, Avalanima Alti. Moshe didn't do anything wrong, but I'm walking around oil in my beard. It's holy oil. I can't do that. Maybe I'm having a problem with Eila. Yotzavakal v'amrlo, hine matov manoyim shevet achim gam yachad. How wonderful, how great when people live in peace. It's amazing. Such a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. One of the top 10 famous pasukim in Tehillim. How great it is. And shevet achim gam yachad. What does the Gemara say? No, it's about Aaron and Moshe not being over the itzar v'ilo from the Shemana Mishnah. Right? What? Ma Moshe lomal af atka lo ma'al. So Moshe didn't have an ilo problem over here, neither did you. That's what it seems to imply. Doesn't it imply that? It stayed there the whole time? There was a nace? Tana Rabbanon. Ein moshichim es hamalachim el al hamayon. A meshicha by a spring of water. Why? Because kidei shetim shach malchusam. Because it's a simin that the kingdom should flow just like the river flows. As a matter of fact, all the avos met their wives by water. All of them. Rivka, clearly. Yaakov and Rachel, clearly. Leah, I don't know. And Avraham. What do you mean? Eliezer met her by a well. Yeah, but that's the shidduch. And Avraham, the Pasuk says that Avraham first saw Sarah in the reflection in the water. Right? As I said, the first time he saw her, I never knew she was so beautiful. First time he saw her. Right? Same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu also met his wife by a well. He met Sephora by the well. It's not a coincidence. But I understand. But that was a new stage in their marriage. It was like almost getting married for the first time. Never saw her. Anyway, Shinemar, like it says, go down to the Gichon. The Gichon is a flowing spring. So the inauguration, the coronations were always by a flowing spring. Why? Simen Tov. Now that we talked about a Simen Tov, this is only one of two places in Shas where we're going to talk about Segulas, which is why I'm so upset that I left in Gemara. Amar Ami, Hai Man de Boileida. If somebody wants to know, Imasik Shtia, Elo, if he's going to live out the year or not, Nisli Shraga, take a candle. Asari Yomi Debain Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. During Asari Samei Tshuva, take a candle, today, say, in your house, blow Nashiv Zika. It doesn't have a wind. Take a candle. E Mashiv Nahura, if the light blows night, it lights up good right away, doesn't flicker, then you need the Ma'asik Shas. You know you're going to live out the year. Right? It doesn't say, and it's not not. Which is going to become very vital in a minute. If somebody wants to start a business venture, and he wants to know if he's going to be successful or not, so there be tarnagola, take a chicken. If that chicken by you gets fattened up, that's a good sign. Right? That's a good sign. Hi, man, the boy lemei fakla orcha. Somebody wants to go on a trip. Ubo lemeida ichazar. He wants to know if he's going to return. But Ashi lebeite, back to his house. Elo or not. Nekam bebeita. Go into your house. Techabra, when it's dark. Ichazi babua de babua. If you see the shadow of your shadow. Leida de hada. Right? Then we know you're going to come back. You're going to come back to your house. Says the Gemara, Lahavdol. A lot of this is Lahavdol, no? Says the Gemara, Vlav Milsahi. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. What doesn't work? The Machlokes. Some say none of them work. The Meiri says, this is pure Isser. The Meiri might not read the next four words, but say, that say, Dilma Chol Shadaite, maybe you're going to be weak, Umisra Mazle, and it's going to ruin your mazle. So the Meiri, I don't know if he's going with those words, because those words only make sense on the last thing. Says the Meiri, this is awesome. How is this different than Menachish? How is it different than divining? I'm going to go open the horoscope, and if it says in there that I have a good horoscope, then I'm going to go on that business venture, and if not, not. What's the difference? That and this. Says the Meiri, there's no difference. That's what the Gemara says. Vlav milsahi. None of this is permitted. None of it is permitted. Okay? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, with the Rashi. Rashi says that Vlav milsahi, it's the last wide line on the left side. The Zimna, Tafa dafta lesle babua de babua, even though there's no shadow, Hadar Asi, he's still going to come back. Bafilu Hachi, Lo Levit Hachi, don't do this. The Dilmalok, Adi Babua de Babua, you're not going to see your shadow, Chol Shadite, or Misra Mazle, you're going to have a bad Mazle, it's going to psychologically it's going to damage you, you're going to think you're going to die, below Hadar Asi, right? And he has the whole thing, Hilkach, Lo Levit. Don't do that one. That one don't try. What about the other one? Rashi says, no problem. Right? Rashi says, no problem. So I ask you, what's the heter to do this? So the Marsha says something which, the more I thought about it, the more I thought it made sense. In the beginning, I thought it didn't make sense. The Marsha says like this. The only time that Nichush is usher is if it's to discover the bad, to determine bad. But if you do Nichush to determine good, that's not usher. So I want to know, am I going to live out the year? So that's a good thing. Also, right. The question, right? That's what my short answers. I want to know a good, as opposed to, I want to know if I'm going to die. In other words, what's the starting point? Is the starting point good or is the starting point bad? Of course the opposite is going to be the opposite. You're not going to die, you're going to live. If you're going to live, if you're not going to live, you're going to die. But the question is, what's your starting point? That's the Marsha's answer. Let me think of that answer. That's the Marsha's answer. Very difficult, no? Right. We're getting there. Don't worry about it. We're getting there in a minute. So Mr. Freud, as you're saying it, does that make any sense? Right. So let's assume for a minute that these things are true. They'll work. You want to know if you're going to live out the year? Take a candle during a Thursday night. What day works? Is it mutter to do it? Says the Meiri, absolutely not. It's absolutely not. Says the Marsha, it is mutter. Because you're doing it for a good thing. The Beersheba says, he asked a question of Marsha, Marsha doesn't make any sense. The more I thought about it, the more I thought maybe it made sense. Now that I'm saying it over here, it doesn't really make sense. He says, Marsha doesn't make sense. What do you mean? Good. Good and bad is all relevant. It's all relevant. Right? So the Beersheba says that you're doing it, but you're not relying on it. Kidding around. So that might not be awesome. So sometimes people do that. They read the horoscope just for kick. If the horoscope says, today you're going to find true love. Right? Guys tackling that with today you're going to find true love. They read it for a joke. So is it awesome to read that? Because the Hashem is not awesome to read it. It's maybe awesome to act on it. Right? Yeah, you want right to have all these crazy things. Today, don't walk down the even on the streets today. So if you don't, Taka, do that. If you do that, Taka, you might be over an Israel. Just to read it, stop to get some kicks. It's like reading the comments almost. It's a joke over there, those things. Okay. That's what he says. Right? I don't have an answer. Because the Gemara doesn't seem to imply that you're doing it just to get some kicks. I have nothing to do. So total fiddle, come on. I have nothing to do today, so I'll go and see if I'm going to live. I'll go buy a chicken, I'll go fatten it up, see what happens. It's a waste of time. But listen to the next line of the Gemara. Tell me if this makes sense. Something we all do every single year. Amar Abaya says Abaya. Hashda Damarta Simon Milsahi. Now that we just established. You hear what Abaya says? Now that we just established that Simonim are a real thing, true thing, all true. You hear this? It's all true. Simonim are all true. Now that we just said that, these types of things work. La Olam, Yehi Ravil, Lemechse, Roshata, take a Rosh Hashanah night, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Kra, what's kra? Gourd, Yeruvia, Fenugreek, Karti, what's Karti? Leek, Basilka, Beet, Batamri, and Dink. Why are you doing all those things?
So, why are you doing all those things?
Rashi, what? For what? Segula? What does that word mean? Right?
What?
So, by the way, it's a Gemara. Eventually, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want. The word, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a Simon, you can call it Segula, whatever you want, you can call it. The Gemara acknowledges that it's a good idea, Abaya, the Abaya that we know and love, it's a good idea to eat certain foods on Rosh Hashanah night. For what reason? Because they represent certain positive things, right?
I'm not saying anything crazy.
They represent positive things, whether what the word means, or the food itself, the taste, whatever it is, right? Honey tastes sweet. We eat honey, so we should have a sweet year. We even say that. We should have a sweet, good year. Shana Tova Umesuka. A sweet, good, sweet year. Therefore, we eat something sweet. Right? All these foods that Abaya comes up with are the same idea. Same idea. One second. Big difference for what? One second. But Abaya said, now that we said that, let me tell you what else I'm going to say. To him, it flowed. To Abaya, it flowed. We don't think that. So he says, no problem eating certain foods that. And by the way, some say, I have in the Masipa, they brought down, some say you can only eat them if you say the Yehi Ratzon. Not the Yehi Ratzons are a nice thing to say. They're required. Because if you say the Yehi Ratzon, it focuses your mind on what's supposed to be the focus. Hashem. Hashem should destroy my enemy. This word could be interpreted to mean enemy or striking down. Karti. It means curry. I shouldn't get curry. No, no. The enemy should have. I'm eating this food, so the enemy should have curry. If you don't say that Yehi Ratzon, what you're doing is voodoo. Right? It's voodoo. I'm doing voodoo. What am I doing? I'm eating food. Why? What's the difference in my... If you say the Yehi Ratzon, it puts it into focus. That's what many say. We always try... You can, by the way, you're allowed to say the Yehi Ratzon, because you don't have the food. That you can do also. You're allowed to, that's not an Isra Baltosis. You can do that. Right? So, you hear what Abaya is saying? If you say those Yehi Ratzon, it puts it into focus. Right? Good? What? By the way, no, Hashem, you should do this. You should do this for me, or for Klal Yisrael. You should do this for me. But Yehi Ratzon, it should be your will that I should be given the following year because of me and this fruit. No, as if for a Abaye said, it's only a simon. By the way, they make in barfas on barfas plot whatever they make a platter of all the different things that you can have all in one. Someone in the shul every year drops off one by me, or the whole platter. Right, so people get very serious about it. People will buy it, right? Unfortunately, we have 10 minutes left. We can talk about this for an hour. So, what's the difference? I'll leave it with this question. What's the difference between this and other segulas that people do, like open the R when a wife is expecting, right? Or trying to buy Master Yona, or other segulas. I'm not talking about ones that have no basis. I'm talking about ones that are brought down as far. They're brought down as far. Or say Shir Shirim on Fridays. They're all segula. Right? Whatever your answer is going to be, the focus is on you and Hashem. Not on the magic. Because there is such a thing as magic. There is such a thing as magic. Right? Good? We can give a whole Shir on this. Give a Shir just a Shavuot night? Be good. You can give a whole Shir on this. But no one's going to be happy with that Shir. They won't invite me back. What? Right. Yeah, but find me someone who won't say the Parshas Haman during Parshas Peshawar. Right? The Segula for Parnassah. By the way, Segula for Parnassah, everyone does. All those Segula, everyone does. Segula for your Shemayim. Segula is for Lima Torah. That's, I mean, I have to find Yechidim will do those. But for us, what won't someone do? What crazy Segula will someone do? Right? What? No, because people will do anything, right? They'll try any because they believe it's because the Bible, the problem is they believe it's magic. They believe it's magic. That's the problem. What? Yeah, right. So, Shlissel Chala, right? Who won't do that? Shlissel Chala, who won't do that? Right? Four times, firm, by the way. Who won't do that? What's going to happen if you don't do it? Right? Okay. The problem is that I don't have any spark. I haven't seen anyone in print who discourages it because it's magic. No one does that. What's the harm? Harm is only people's minds. They think that it's such a wrong approach. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with putting the key in the chal. Nothing wrong with it. Right? It's not a beira. Brought down Sfarim. I saw it myself in print. I didn't believe it. I saw it in print. Brought down. Brought down by the Apter Rav. It's a big topic. So, and he had reasons for it. All the reasons, the good reasons, the keys, the gates of heaven. It's all there. It's all mystical, but it's all there. So that's the problem. The problem is our attitude. There's the wrong attitude about the rules. Right? So Abai is saying, that's not magic. It's not magic. It's a simon. It's a simon. It's a good way to remind yourself that Rosh Hashanah night is the night when Hashem is going to give you a year. So you eat certain foods, say certain Yiratzon to focus your mind. You should daven for this. You should daven for that. You should daven for this. Okay. Okay. Amalehu Rav Mashar Shilabrei Ki Ba'isu Me'al. When you go to learn, first learn all the Mishnayos, and then go to the Rebbe. Look at his face. You should also learn by the river, so that your learning will flow as much as the river flows. Again, it's the segula, right? It's the simen. Segula is the wrong word. It's a simon. It's a simon. I should learn here. I should be here. I should be just like the river. So the river flows, my learning should flow as well. That's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful idea. What? That's tomorrow morning at the beach. On the beach. Vesivu akilkali demasa machatya. Listen to this. Rather sit in the garbage dump in masa machatya. Vesivu apadid pupadita. Rather than to sit in the palaces in Pumpadisa. Why? Because Pumpadisa was not a good city to live in. Don't go over there. I'd rather learn the garbage dump by the Chachamim than in the palaces in Pumpadisa. Right? Tav, Galdana, Saria, the Masa Machasya. I'd rather eat the sour, the spoiled food in Masa Machasya. Lamechal, Mikutcha, the Rami. Mikutcha, the Rami? The Rami Kifi? Rather than to eat the fancy fine food of Pumpadisa, right? In other words, it's better to be in a worse position with Bnei Torah than to be in a fancy place without Bnei Torah. Rama Karni Be'elokai, that's something that Tana said. Rama Karni Velo Rana Pachi. It says Karen, it doesn't say a pach. A pach is a jug. David Ushlomo Shinim Shukuba Karen. David and Shlomo that were crowned with a horn, Nimshcha Malchusa. Their kingdom lasted. Shal v'yehud she Nimshcha b'pach. They were crowned with a jug. Lo Nimshcha Malchusa. Their kingdom did not last. HaMashuach v'shem HaNimshcha HaNarbanon Mashiach Yachol Melech. I think the Mashiach even includes a king. Talmud Lomar Kohen. I Kohen Yachol Muv V'gadam. If it's a Kohen, I think it means someone who has a lot of V'gadam. Talmud Lomar Mashiach. I Mashiach Yachol Mashuach Mochama. What about the Mashiach Mochama? That's another type of Kohen Gadol who was in charge of going out to war. He was anointed. That's why he was called Mashiach Mochama. Hamalomar for Kohen Hamashiach. Shena Mashiach HaDavav. It means that there's a Kohen that he's the top dog, top Kohen. No one's on top of him. My Mashma, how do you see that? Kedama Rava Hayerech. It says Hayerech, which means Hayimunis Hamiyumunis Shebiyerech. The choicest one. Hachanami Hamashiach Hamiyumin. The choice is one. Amar, because the one who's anointed is even better than him. Right, but when they didn't have any Shemen HaMishcha, then there was no anointing. So he said before, you came late, he said before that such a person, all he had was a Meruv Begadim, he will not bring a Par Hel of Dava, because he doesn't have the Shemen HaMishcha. Yachal Melech, I would think of Melech, Melech Parhu, Melech already brings. Melech Parhu, Demaisi, Sa'irhu Demaisi, so already brings the Sa'ir. So the question of Itzach, so that, I mean, I'll shake out Demaisi Yavi Tzar, I'll help Dover Yavi Par, Kamash Milan, he never brings a Par. Then we said, Ein Bein Mashiach Hoshan HaMishcha, Masnish is the low Kirav Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Why? E, Kirav Meir, Ha, Tanya, Meru Begadim, maybe Par HaBal, call him Mitzvah, Div Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that if you have Meru Begadim, you do bring a Par. He does bring a Par HaLam Dover Kor Gadol, even though he has no Shem HaMishcha. Div Rav Meir, Behold the Lachachav. Chav didn't agree to that. My time is Rav Meir. Why did Rav Meir say that? Titania, Mashiach. Ein Liela, Mashiach HaShem HaMishcha. Meru Begadim Benayin, Hamalomer HaKorin HaMashiach. So, Bavayo Kibta, what are you going to say? Kirabonon, this is the Rabbanon. Ein Masefa, what about the Sefa? It said, Ein Bein Kohen Mashiach Mishnah Kohen Sha'avar. El Apar Yom HaKippur, what's the difference between a temporary Kohen and a permanent Kohen? That the only differences are, right, the Kohen Gadol got sick. So for 3 days, someone else is the Kohen Gadol. What happened to that guy? He remains the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, for the rest of his life. Except, El Apar Yom HaKippurim, Par Yom HaKippurim, he can't bring a Par Yom Kippur, Basir Ta'efa. Now, Asan L'Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir, Titania, Irbo P'sul V'Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol got some kind of P'sul, V'Avar, and he stepped down for a few days, he got sick, he broke his arm. So for a few days, he has a mom, it'll heal in a few days. So, Umininu Kohen Achar Tassav, so that someone else got appointed instead of him, Harishon Chazalav Odassav. The first one goes back to get to be the Kohen Gadol. Vashini, and the second one, Kol Mitzvahs Kuhun Olam. He has maintained all the mitzvahs of a Kohen, for a bear. Rabbi Yomar, Rishon Chazalav Odassav, Vashini, Ain't a royal local, it's not a local hedger. Rabbi Yossi holds this guy is like in limbo for the rest of his life. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yosef Ben Elam, B'Tzipori, who was flirting with this fellow, Shir Bo Psul B'Kohen Gadol, Vav Ramina Achar Tachta, V'Lo Nichu, Ochal Akhara Lios, V'Lo Kohen Gadol, V'Lo Kohen Hedger. He still was in limbo the rest of his life. Why? Kohen Gadol, Mishrav Eva. He can't be the Kohen Gadol, because it's going to cause contention between the real Kohen Gadol and him. And if two presidents. Doesn't work out. One has to be on top. And also, be Kohen Hedyo, Mishomala Makodesh, Ve'Ema Reading. He can't become a Kohen Hedyo because he's already been elevated. He can't go back down. So, what did he do his whole life? He's in limbo. He's in limbo the rest of his life. So, Reisha Rabbanim, Sefer of Mayor? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yes, in yes. Reisha Rabbanim, Sefer of Mayor. Rabbi Yosef of Omer, similar answer. Rebbe, he, Benasif, Le'aliba, Tanoi, the Tanoi. No, the mission is by Rebbe. And he picked and chose who he held by. And Rav Amar, same answer, from Shimon Heath, Vesavala Kramer Bechaza, Upala Galei Bechaza. He agrees with him on one thing, and he disagrees with him on another thing. Titania, Dvarm Shabane, Kohen Gadol, Lekohen Hedyot. What's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? Elu Hein Par, Habal Kol HaMitzvot, Upar Yom HaKippurim, Vasiris Eifa, Below Poreya. He doesn't rip his clothes, Below Porim, doesn't let his hair grow long, Aval Hu, Porim Mumata, Behahedyot Mumaila. But he can rip his clothes, the kriya, on the bottom of his hem, whereas a head yote rips on the top of his hem. When you go to a shiva house, you see that rip. It's on the top of his body. Right? Men, women, doesn't make a difference. According to Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, he would do it on the bottom of his garment. Not to be so obvious about it. Then metame lekrovim, he can't be metame for krovim, umuzer ala betula, he can only marry a betula, aser ba'almana, he can't marry an almana, umaser tarotea. He lets the Roteach go back to his home. Umak with Onain, he could also be a carbon if he's an Onain. Onain, only a Kohen Gadol could do that. Be Mak with what he would Onain, but the Ena Ochel. He can't eat the Kabanos as an Onain. The Ena Cholek, he can't partake in any other Kabanos. Mak with Chelek Barosh, if he wants, he can walk in and say, I'm doing all the Havodah today. Yeah, but my third cousin's coming from Haifa to bring a carbon. I'm doing all the. He's allowed to do that. Also, he can partake of the meat or the whatever there is to partake of any carbon. He uses eight begadim. He does all the work on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have any itzer of tumas mitzvah shukadashav. We'll explain that tomorrow. All this applies by the move begadim as well. Except for the par hamevi akala mitzvah. Okay. except for the par maybe par al davar b'chol nohagim b'mashiach sha'avar chutz b'par yom kippur b'atirut eifa b'chol enohagim b'mashiach malchava chutz mehei dvar hamur b'parsha, except for the five things mentioned in the parsha: lo parea, lo poreim, b'ed matayim the krovim, mudra al basura, b'atzav al mana, machter zarotea. Divrei Yehuda. B'chamam eno machter. He does not return a rotea. B'hai memai derav Shimon ha he. What does Shimon hold like that for? Amar Papa, man shemasa damar padra tumas minas shudashav. Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here. We got pretty far down. What I'm hoping to do is, I'm hoping to finish this Mesef. Tomorrow we'll do as much as we can. Thursday morning, we'll finish the Mesef. We'll call for regular time. So we'll finish the Mesef. We'll say what to do tomorrow. We'll decide that tomorrow. We'll finish the Mesef, and then I'll hope to give a little introduction on Seder Kodesh. I got the Sefer yesterday. It lays out every single carbon, and it's very interesting. And maybe we'll have a little bit of an intro to Kodesh Thursday, and then we start Friday morning. Let's talk. Okay? That's the plan. We're late. Everyone have a good, very good.